Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Transcending Post-Infidelity Stress Disorder, The Six Stages of Healing, by Dennis C. Ortman, Ph.D. Narrated by Paul Bryan. Preface. Nothing cures like time and love. Laura Nyro. I have firsthand experience with infidelity. I was unfaithful and have struggled for years with a heavy burden of guilt. Let me tell you my story. With admiration for my parish priests and encouragement from my family, I entered high school seminary at age 13. My heart was filled with love and devotion for the Catholic Church and the priesthood. I wanted nothing more than to serve the Church and her people as a priest for the rest of my life. Through my years in the seminary and theological studies in Rome, my devotion deepened and I embraced celibacy as a way to be more available for the service of God's people. However, as the years passed and I served in various parishes in the Detroit area, I felt a deep loneliness that could not be remedied by my spiritual exercises or friendships. I became friends with a woman. As our friendship deepened, I felt longings to spend the rest of my life with her. But such a choice would involve giving up the priesthood I loved and breaking a promise I had made to the Church. I struggled with that decision for 3 years in weekly therapy, prayer, and spiritual direction. I was torn between two loves, and I saw myself as being unfaithful to my commitment to the Church. In the discerning process, I faced my guilt for not keeping my word and my anxiety about beginning a new life at age 40 after living in the refuge of the Church for 27 years as a seminarian and priest. Each day I prayed fervently for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, for wisdom and counsel to make the right decision, for knowledge of God's will for me, for apprehension of the veil of self-deception, and for fortitude, courage, to live out my decision. After 3 agonizing yet liberating years, I decided to leave the active ministry and get married. After leaving the priesthood, the crisis did not end, but deepened. I encountered new challenges in being married with 3 stepchildren and starting a new career as a psychologist. I also grappled with feelings of profound grief for the loss of my former life, with all its joys, sorrows, and familiarities. The guilt was a constant companion, and I was racked with anxiety about whether I would succeed in my new life, with all the financial pressures. I was also angry with the Church for all its rules and at myself for failing at my lifelong dream. Each day I prayed with a full heart for guidance and forgiveness. I also continued to pray for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, especially for wisdom and patience with myself and my family, and generosity and faithfulness in my new life. My personal soul-searching was paralleled in my new career as a psychologist. I graduated from the doctoral program in clinical psychology at the University of Detroit Mercy. There is an interesting irony in my educational pursuit. While the university was a Catholic, Jesuit-run institution, the clinical psychology program was psychoanalytic. The program followed the tenets of Freud, sharing his suspicion of religion as a neurotic escape from reality. The personal irony for me was that I spent most of my life embracing religion.